Yes, Lord, if we can get close. If we can get close. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We're going to sing this last song, Resurrected. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many know His name? How many know His name is Victory? Jesus is His name. Healer, Provider, Waymaker, Deliverer, Savior, Victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The heavens burst around with glory. Thank you very much. And we thank my lovely wife for honoring the God be honoring Pastor Camp, Sister Pastor Camp, and the Simon family. God bless you. And the Baptist Caribbean and others in the Church of Agape. We want to do something, just if I can, a little bit different. I'm going to. I told Pastor Thomas I'm watching my time. I know it's Sunday night, and saints don't think about Sunday night the way they used to. Amen. Having said that, we do want to pray. Is it all right to pray? Yeah. Amen. So we're going to ask the pastor and Sister Camp, Pastor Camp, if we can find him. He's always moving. Find them, and then we can find all the Agape preachers and teachers around them. Amen. Amen. You all just stand right here. Amen. We're going to ask Bishop and all the pastors to stand around them. Amen. All come on, Agape preachers, y'all. Don't move like our preachers. Y'all move quick. Amen. And then we want the Agape church family to come around them. And then we want New Jerusalem's ministry to stand around the Agape Church family. And then we want all the other saints just to come and pray. And we're going to pray. I believe in prayer. Hallelujah. And I believe even in these times of celebration, and these times of exuberance, and these times of euphoria, we must understand that Satan is nothing, like nothing else than to attack the pastors. Amen. We're like nothing less than to attack this church. But God is a shelter. I was listening to Richard Smallwood singers last night. God is a shelter in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. And God will cover them and God will protect them. But God needs somebody who will pray for them and pray with them. Hallelujah. Y'all come closer. Come on, Bishop. Come on, come on. Put your hands on them. Amen. The Old Testament Bible says they laid hands. So if you can't get directly to the pastor, lay hands on the person in front of you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And someone just begin to praise and just begin to worship. Good friend Bishop Thomas, you might have to church, amen. We have a grand time in the Lord in November. We want to give honor to Pastor Rucker. He did it because he's doing
it. I'm right here.
Right now, he switched seats on me. Let's do a little thank God for you, Pastor. We thank God every time. And they said they sing in the restaurant. Every time I see Pastor Rucker, he's like the happiest man alive. Amen. So God is treating him right, and his wife is treating him good. Can I say amen?
Amen.
Looks like the happiest man alive. Good attitude, good spirit, and good disposition. We thank God. We thank God for my dear mother, Thomas. God bless you. My mother-in-law, Austin. God bless you. Send my regards to Bishop with his accident. Since I was talking to Thursday night, I was talking to him, since he said, Mother Lawson was there. I said, I didn't see her, and then she reminded me, Bishop gives them a little break. Isn't that when she spends her break in church? Isn't that good? She said, where can I get to the house of the Lord? And that's somebody who saved me. When you get a break from church, you still end up in church. And to Pastor Michael Williams, God bless you, all the way from Schenectady, New York. Amen. To our friend, God bless you, Pastor Henry Troy. Amen. And to the ministry here at Agape, to the ministry at New Jerusalem, Home of the Saved Church. All New Jerusalem, please stand. We thank God for our praise and worship team. We thank God for our praise and worship team. Amen. Taking busy time out of your services. Those who were here Friday, we had saints here for Friday night too, and then the advance of my walking advance of said, I've been at all of them. So the advance of they popped in on the banquet too, amen. So thank God for the advance of us, amen. Fighting a good fight of faith, amen. And we thank God for you all. We thank God for my lovely wife, amen, Dr. Pamela Brooks. She thanks God. Bravo, bravo. This morning I was preaching about first dates. I don't have time tonight to talk about ours. And I might have to hit speed dial to remember all the details. And then we give honor to our children, Brianna and Timothy. I was thinking that Brianna was, the Lord was using her in that praise move. This might be the last time she does a praise move before she's off to college. So pray for her. Will not be the same. And my wife is going to be in real trouble, but she's going to live with two men who don't like to talk. So, sisters, be ready. Thank the Lord. I'm here on Sunday night. Bishop mentioned Rochester. He was the closer for the convention there. I'm here on Sunday night, and I have I'm fully aware that we have heard two great mission messages from Bishop Hayes. Amen. Glory be to God. He preached so on Thursday night, I thought he was going to come back at least a little tired on Friday. That man preached so hard on Friday. Amen. His Thursday message was, you got what it takes. And then on Friday, he preached, God has not forgotten about you. And then Dr. Austin came and they had a Bible study. I wasn't able to make it, but I got the pamphlet. And she had you taking about 10 tests in a matter of 10 minutes. So maybe I'm glad I didn't show up. I would have failed at least a couple of them. And then I'm sure your pastor, I told somebody I got to get me a tape, preach this morning. Pastor David came too, amen. I was praying and asking the Lord what to say. Then after I thought about that, after I heard Bishop preach his messages, I said, I don't know if I have anything to say. So I said, Lord, if you just allow me to go just a little bit different direction, maybe I can hit you in a word, Bishop, it'll be a little bit valuable. Amen. So tonight, if you will, I think I'm going to try to take your text, to take your anniversary theme in just a little bit different direction, but it has the same meaning. Can I pray that? Lord, we thank you for this day. Bless us now. Help us now. Send a word. Give the church a hear to hear with the Spirit. Allow your servant to decrease that you might increase.
Yes, Lord.
Let us speak in that word and that wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is from Hebrews 13. And because I'm on an expedited time, I'm on the, those of you who are Bible scholars, you want to write down Hebrews 13, 7 through 9. And then you want to write down Ecclesiastes 1 through 9. Amen. Because I'm on an expedited time, I'm only going to read excerpts of those two scriptures. So Hebrews 13 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And forever. Ecclesiastes 1, I'm just going to begin at verse number 9, reads, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. And then Deuteronomy 19:14 reads on this word, that scripture says, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark. Deuteronomy 20:17-17 says, cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark. Job 24:2 says, some removed the landmarks. Proverbs 22:28 says, remove not the ancient landmark. Proverbs 23:10 says, remove not the old landmark. I want to use for a subject quickly in your hearing the case for holiness. The case for holiness, and I want to use your anniversary theme in the topic saying, even when letting go of the past, don't remove the old landmarks. But even when you let go of your past, don't remove the old landmarks. There's something about the landmarks that we need to keep. Even when you talk about moving the past, the church has to keep holiness. Holiness is the anchor. Holiness is what we live by. Holiness is what we thrive by. Holiness is what we survive in. Holiness to us is like a water is to a fish. God be holy, God. We can't live without holiness. We can't survive without holiness. So even when we let go of our past, you don't want to forget about holiness. So we start playing new music. Give me some holy song back to life.
It separates, if you will. In other words, you gotta have something distinguishing about it.
It's a structure that it allows you to define yourself. People know you're different when you go to work. Yes, you might wear the uniform that your company requires, but God knows you're different than everybody else. You might be in the same uniform, but there's something different inside of the uniform. A landmark creates a structure whereby you distinguish yourself from everybody else. And so even when you're in the same environment, even when you have to go to work, even when you're walking around the mall, you just ought to look different. You ought to act different. Somebody ought to be able to say there's something different about you. That's what makes you different. It's holiness. Another thing, it says that the landmark gives you a marker. It's a reference point for orientation, wayfinding, and communication. In other words, holiness does, it tells you and guides you where to go and where not to go. When you teach and you preach holiness, when you live holiness, you can't do what everybody else does. It don't matter whether or not you get popular. It don't matter how other people like you. It don't matter whether or not you're part of the crowd. You believe in holiness. Holiness becomes your guiding principle. Holiness becomes your deciding factor. And so if somebody says, can you do this? You ask, is it holiness? Can you say that? Is it holiness? Can you go over there? Can I live holy over there? If I can't live holy over there, I can't go over there.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
In your communication, you have to be holy. So when folks start talking a certain way, you can't match them talking. That's what somebody said, they ought to talk, they ought to be, I'll talk you. You believe in holiness. They can say anything, but holiness has your tongue. When everybody else is acting up, all those holds your tongue and say, you can't say that. You can't say what they said. You can't talk like they talk. You can't cuss like they cuss. You can't get mad like they get mad.
Decide whether or not you're going to say I'm holy or not.
is used to distinguish for both insiders and outsiders where the boundaries are. In other words, folks ought not be comfortable around the saints.
We sit a lot of stuff up to heaven that didn't get into heaven. We sit a lot of stuff up to heaven.
and so you got on those black shoes and you didn't polish them. I polish out the shoes and she polished. You can't tell.
Yeah.
was all graphic. Brother James said, oh, I love that one. I didn't know what they were saying. I think it'd be a little wild gospel. At least it had to be gospel. So I'm just saying. So I can listen to gospel rap too, not all day. And you're the only one song at a time. Amazing Grace.
You gotta live right. You don't believe how you've been in church and never heard.
preachers don't get compromised based on time. I'm talking about holiness preachers. Right? We believe that if God, I believe God got people over in Alaska, Pastor Simon. So if you leave me, he's going to send somebody from Anchorage, Alaska.
I need y'all to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood.